Then Wealtho went from warrior to warrior, pouring a potion from the jeweled cup for each, till the bracelet-wearing queen had carried the mead cup among them, and it was Beowulf's turn to be served. She saluted the Geat's great prince, thanked God for answering her prayers, for allowing her hands the happy duty of offering mead to a hero who would help her afflicted people. He drank what she poured, Edethgo's brave son, then assured the Danish queen that his heart was firm and his hands ready. When we crossed the sea, my comrades and I already knew that all my purpose was this, to win the goodwill of your people or die in battle, pressed in Grendel's fierce grip. Let me live in greatness and courage, or here in this hall welcome my death. Wealtho was pleased with his words. His bright-tongued boast, she carried them back to her lord, walked nobly across to his side. The feast went on, laughter and music and the brave words of warriors celebrating their delight. Then Hrothgar rose, Healfdene's son, heavy with sleep. As soon as the sun had gone, he knew that Grendel would come to Heorot, would visit that hall when night had covered the earth with its net, and the shapes of darkness moved black and silent through the world. Hrothgar's warriors rose with him. He went to Beowulf, embraced the Geat's brave prince, wished him well, and hoped that Heorot would be his to command. And then he declared, "No one strange in this land has ever been granted what I've given you. No one in all the years of my rule. Make this best of all mead halls yours, and then keep it free of evil. Fight with glory in your heart. Purge Heorot, and your ship will sail home with its treasure holds full."